Why pay taxes? This is Jav Parrish. Each year about this time, I raise that question. This year, let's start with the reader a couple months ago who notes that terrorism is defined as, quote, the systematic use of terror, especially as a means of coercion, end of quote, and provides a long list of examples, past and present, where the U.S. government has done exactly that. He then notes that under the current Patriot Act, it's now illegal to provide money to organizations that practice terrorism, and therefore concludes that as a matter of national security, he must refuse to pay his federal taxes. Now, it's unlikely that any IRS or federal courts is going to agree with that novel conclusion, but a reader has a point. The bloodshed and corporate welfare in our name and with our money, and our kids' money, and their kids, raises an obvious but seldom asked question. Why do so many of us pay our income taxes? It's not a rhetorical question. At the local, state, and especially federal level, we now have a political system where the low, middle, and even upper middle income people get far less back in services and benefits from the federal government than we pay in. Meanwhile, the extremely wealthy, the top 1%, get far more. Military spending, non-military corporate welfare, and interest on the national debt alone account for more than 60% of the discretionary part of the federal budget each year. The impact of how this money is spent is even greater when considering how much money isn't in the budget in the first place because of what the rich don't pay. Corporations and high-income folks are getting more tax breaks and loopholes each year, while already inadequate social spending continues to be gutted. So why do so many of us ordinary folks pay our taxes? 230 or so years ago, this was called taxation without representation, and we threw out the government. Today, we vent our frustration by laughing along with tax day jokes on late-night TV, and revolutions are something that bad people do. But what if we refused? The federal government in particular is vulnerable. The income tax system is based on voluntary compliance, and the IRS, though fearsome in its media-assisted reputation, is essentially a very large, and not always very efficient, collection agency. It isn't a Freeman or Posse Comitatus type question of the legitimacy of taxation. Quite the opposite, specifically because portions of everybody's labor should contribute to the collective well-being of the community, that our current tax system is ethically bankrupt. The issue here is where the money is going, how it's being spent, and how the spending decisions are made. People struggling to pay the rent, who can't afford health care, have no job security or retirement prospects, can't find affordable daycare, college, or anything in between for their kids, and so on, are tithing 30% or more of our income to people who often pay little or nothing, reap a disproportionate share of public benefits, and already have enough yachts and private luxury jets to get by. There are a few folks saying no, or tax resistors refusing for reasons of conscientious objection to fund militarism, and often redirecting that money to socially useful programs instead, have been painfully aware for years of how much of our tax money goes to killing. Others refuse for libertarian reasons, a larger number choose to live under the taxable income, and still more folks, when forced to choose between enough food to feed the family in April and paying the IRS bill, choose to forego hunger. As usual this year, there'll be small groups of people leafleting or protesting at post offices around the country. You'd think there'd be millions. Resisting taxes has risks, of course. It can be done symbolically, withholding a small amount here or there. It can be done with an expectation of ultimately paying more in interest and penalties, the extra cost of refusing to cooperate willingly, or it can require major life changes to find tax-free employment and become uncollectible. Nobody should undertake tax resistance without understanding the risks, but there are also risks involved in passively cooperating with our own fleecing. And it's simply amazing that more of us don't look closely at which risk is greater. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.